In today's Mishnah, we learn the 5th and 6th Mishnah from the 14th Parak Masechta Zvachim. And in yesterday's Mishnayot, we looked at how the prohibition regarding, or the location which one could offer sacrifices, changed throughout history. In yesterday's Mishnah, we looked how it changed from prior to the erection of the Mishkan until after the erection of the Mishkan. And now in today's Mishnah, we say Ba'ul Gilgal. That's referring to when they crossed the Jordan in the times of Yeshua. In that situation, it says Hutra Habamot. Once again, the private altars were once again permitted. And even though the Mishkan was located in Gilgal, meaning we had the Mizbeach there, we had the altar there, we didn't actually, the Aron was actually not located in there, was not Betocho. So therefore, that which located in Gilgal is referred to the Bama Gdola, the more central, that's where the Korbanat Tzibur, the public sacrifices, were offered. But once again, we had a period of time where people could erect their own private altars, and that was Bama Ktana. And now, why is that so? That is because, we're referring back to the Pasuk we've been discussing that relates to the prohibition of offering Korbanat outside the required location, the Pasuk just prior to that says as follows. It says, Ish ish mi beit Yisrael sheishchat shor o keves o ez b'machaneh, which means that any man from the house of Israel who will slaughter an ox or sheep or goat in the camp, or yishchat michutz l'machaneh, or he slaughters outside the camp, vel petach ol ha-moed lo hivyo, and doesn't bring it to the opening of the ol ha-moed, la-kriv korban Hashem, to offer lifnei mishkan Hashem. And then the pasuk then continues, the dami chashev l'ishahu dam shafach v'nichrat ha-ishahu mekerev amo, which means he has shed blood, and that man should be cut off from the midst of the people. That refers to the prohibition regarding offering korbanot outside the required location. Now, in the first pasuk, it says, Ish ish mi beit Yisrael sheishchat shor keves, or as b'machaneh, in the camp. So the understanding is that this prohibition, this initial prohibition, really was restricted to a time when they had a machaneh, meaning while they're traveling in the Midbar. Once they crossed the Jordan for the first time, that is, when they came to Israel, they were no longer living in a machaneh anymore, so therefore their hutra habamot, the private altars, were once again permitted. And regarding the Kodesh Kodashim, meaning his korbanot, like the olah, the public sacrifice in that time, when ne'achalim lifnei min haklaim, had to be eaten within the curtains where the Mishkan was located, and Kodesh Kalim, however, for example, shlamim, those korbanot that are eaten, say, by the owner, could be eaten anywhere, b'chol makom. Then Mishnah begins now, Mishnah Vav. Ba'u l'shilo, once the Mishkan moved to Shiloh, and they placed the Aron inside it, ne'esru habamot. That's a time where, once again, the private altars were then forbidden. And there were differences now with the Mishkan in Shiloh in comparison to the Mishkan previously. Firstly, lo haya sham tikra, had no roof, ela bait shel avanim milamatan, rather than having wooden beams for the walls, it was made of stone, the yiriyot milamala, and that curtains over the top. And therefore, it's referred to as a bayit, as the pasuk refers to it as v'tivyehu beit Hashem Shiloh. And Mishnah then continues and explains why is it that the bamot, the private altars, were forbidden from that time, because it says v'hi haita menucha, because that, meaning the Mishkan is Shiloh, is what the pasuk refers to when it says menucha. So to understand that, the pasuk, this is now in Parsha Ra'eh, it says, Ki lo batem ad ata ele menucha v'le nachala she'Hashem lokech noten lach. You really have to appreciate from the previous pasuk, because lo ta'asu kechol ha'asher anochim asim po hayom. You shall not do like everything that we do here today. Ish kol yashar ba'anav, that everyone can do. For you have not yet come, now I'm changing the pasuk we'd read first, for you have not yet come to the resting place or the heritage that Hashem, your God, gives you. Understanding is, therefore, the bamot were permitted until they reached these two locations, Menucha and Nachala. So there is a period of time we're going to learn in tomorrow's Mishnah between the Menucha and Nachala. The Menucha, the understanding is, that's Mishkan Shiloh, and therefore bamot were then prohibited. So here Mishnah says, Kodshe kodashim nachlim b'fnim min haklaim. Once again, the kodshe kodshim can only be consumed within the walls. Now we've got real walls made of stone. And kodshe kalim, when it comes to the other korbanot, for example, the shlamim, consumed by the owners, and also ma'aser sheni, the second tithe, that's meant to be brought to Yerushalayim, but this is prior to Yerushalayim, this is when we had at Shiloh. We say, that's b'chol haro'er. One would be able to eat it in any location that the Shiloh was visible to them. And that's because it says, Hishamelecha pentala olatecha b'chol makom ha-shatera. It says, be careful. This is again in the psukim that follow the ones I just read previously. It says, be careful that you don't offer korbanot in any location you can see. The understanding is, that's the offering, but not the consumption. Consequently, we find the hilltops that surrounded the Shiloh, they were able to eat korbanot, all the kodesh kalim, and also maaser sheni. Just add one point here. The Kati says at the end that the period when the Mishkan was in Shiloh was, according to the Gemara, it was 369 years. So is the Mishnah today.